Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a weak trade today across the grain futures following that 3 weeks' worth of export data that came out this morning. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. But overall, selling pressure, corn went down to 427 in the December contract, which is new lows, closed at 428 down two, but that was pretty negative there. Wheat futures also selling off down 7 to 8 cents in Chicago and Kansas City futures. December Kansas City is about 740. July of 2014 was about 723, down 2 cents. But overall, the thing today was it looked like a lot of hedge funds selling, adding to some short positions and then getting out of long positions in the beans. Some other reasons why that could possibly be happening was yesterday's Federal Reserve statement. It looks like they may taper at some point. Now the time frame is still doesn't really clear. But it will happen in the future at some point. And then we have big crops here. Big crops being harvested, and that November 8th report is expected to show bigger yields and bigger production, which should weigh on the markets going forward. And that big yield, big crop has really trumped the demand picture. Even though exports have been big, the supply picture looks like it's going to be bigger than the demand picture, at least for the time being.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
This morning we had 3 weeks' worth of export numbers released by the USDA. That backdated information is due to the government shutdown that happened over the previous couple weeks. But we brought a lot of information to us. We had really positive on all accounts here. Soybean exports came in at 4.742 million tons for the 3 weeks. The highest of the range was 3 million metric tons, so we were about 1.7 over that. Corn exports, 4.55 million tons. They're looking for 2 to 2.5 million, and so we were higher than expected there, almost double. Wheat exports came in at 1.308, a little disappointing. We were looking for 1.75 million tons, but all three were above where we need to be for this time of year. We only need a little over 200,000 per week to meet the soybean expectations, a little over 300,000 for the corn, and a little over 300,000 for the wheat. If you look at soybeans, cotton, we are at 612,000 bales there. So overall, the report showed that we had a lot of good demand. Some of that's due to the U.S. dollar index getting weaker. It's kind of bouncing today, but over the last few days, it's gone down below 80, traded as low as just around 79. Today, it's actually up 40 at 80.24, providing a little bit of resistance just for today.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, October live cattle were up $1.15 at $134.50, October feeders up a dime at $165.32, and December lean hogs were down $1.22 at $89.17. In the grains, Kansas City December wheat down 7.25 at $7.40.5, Chicago December corn down 2 cents at $4.28.25, and November soybeans were off 7.25 cents at $12.80.25. And December cotton was off 66 points at 77.18. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.